Salam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we will look into the third hikmah, meaning short wise quote of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the Nahjul Balagha of Sayyid al-Sharif al-Razi. In this hikmah, the Imam makes 8 revolutionary statements that if we apply them and acquire the attitude needed to meet them, they will change us within and without. In the first phrase, the deeper message of the Imam's words is that for being revolutionary and making changes in society, we must be dedicated. Where Imam says, "Al-bukhlu ar," miserliness is shame. The attribute of miserliness or greed is a mental state that obviously doesn't suit any person who wants to be revolutionary and makes changes in society. A person who has this unfortunate attitude is more into thinking about his own comfort and his own interests and will never put his wealth in danger in order to fight with corruption and misguidance in society. Concerning greed, Imam Ali alayhi salam also says in Hikmah 378, Al-bukhlu jami'u limasawi' al-uyub wa huwa zimamun yuqadu bihi ila kulli su. Miserliness contains all other evil vices and is the rein with which one can be led to every evil. Some people, because of their wishes for comforts and power, would do everything to keep and grow their wealth without paying attention to other people's needs. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is the perfect example of real servant of Allah, a true man, says about himself in the letter 45 of Nahjul Balagha, which he wrote to Usman ibn Hunayf, who was Amir al-Mu'mineen's governor of Basra, when he came to know that the people of that palace had invited Usman to a banquet and he had attended, he said, وَلَوْ شِئْتُ لَحْتَدَيْتَ الطَّرِيقِ. If I wished, I could have taken the way leading towards worldly pleasure like pure honey, fine wheat, and silk garments. وَلَكِنْ حَيْحَاتَ أَنْ يَغْلِبَنِي هَوَايِ. But it cannot be that my passions lead me and greed take me to choosing good meals. While in Hijaz or in Yamama, there may be people who have no hope of getting bread or who have not have a full meal. Shall I lie with a satiated belly while around me there may be hungry bellies and thirsty livers? Or shall I be, as the poet has said, وَحَسْبُكَ دَاءً أَن تَبِيتَ بِبَتْنِهِ وَحَوْلَكَ أَكْبَادٌ تَحِنُّ إِلَى الْقِدْ. It is enough for you to have a disease that you lie with your belly full while around you people may be badly yearning for dried skin. Shall I be content with being called Amir al-Mu'mineen although I do not share with the people the hardships of the world? Or shall I be an example for them in the distresses of life? I have not been created to keep myself busy in eating good foods like the tied animal who only worry in his fodder, or like a loose animal whose activity is to swallow. My brothers and sisters, this is our master Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who while he is the ruler and khalifa of the Muslim world and all the borders from the west to the east are under his command, he leads a very simple life. Therefore, we should follow him and apply simplicity in our lives and not make comforts and wealthy living our priorities in our daily endeavors. We have some of the real followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in today's times to whom we may look up as examples. And those are the true ulama of Imam Ali's school of thought, and especially our leader Imam Khamenei, who while he is the Imam and the commander of the Shia world today and has access to all the resources of Islamic Republic of Iran is living a very humble and simple life. Therefore, the signs of guidance in this matter are all there for us to follow, to educate and discipline ourselves in such a way that would please the Imam of our time. This includes helping those in need and investing the wealth that Allah has entrusted us with in His cause. This requires us to keep a simple lifestyle and make Allah's cause our goal and incentive for making money and accumulating wealth. And of course, this mentality, this lifestyle, will have enormous impact on educating and raising our next generation. In such an environment, they would grow into people who look out for others in society and inshallah become among the real followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam and real soldiers of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.